Well, where were you planning on putting the eggs?
In my vagina.
Oh, and in your vagina? I thought the pictures were of me.
No, put them in my vagina and then I can pop them out easier.
All right, well, then they put a quarter in your mouth and you pop eggs out with toys.
All right. Or give me chocolate. Chocolate and I'll pop out an egg.
Oh, my God.
Have a sex toy, we'll try it. Have a fetish, we'll try it. We masturbate and copulate to recreate and educate. We are the Trisexuals.
Welcome to the Trisexuals podcast. I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Kit.
And the chameleons have had to crawl away back to their sanctuary into their bedroom and record now. We're recording live now from our bed. Because it's starting to get warmer again here in Denver.
Which means we're naked again.
Well, we are naked, but that's aside from the point. The point is that this is where I can blast the AC to an extreme degree before record. Then I can turn off the podcast. Turn off the...
Yes, turn off the podcast. There you go, honey.
No, do not turn off the podcast. Do not set your dick on fire.
Oh, but why?
Oh, stop it, you Satanist.
Yeah, I'm a Satanist.
I was so glad. We didn't get a chance to tell you guys about this in the last podcast, but we actually had to record a good portion of it because my audio cut out, which, by the way, I'm going to leave this open on my computer so we can see it. And we thought for sure that we had missed Lily slipping. And she was trying to say that she was a Satanist, obviously, but calling herself a Satanist. I'm so glad that moment
Satanist,
was captured.
Satanist, yeah, whatever. Tomato, tomato.
They both worship pain. It's kind of like, there you go. It's kind of like the same thing. Well, anyway, without further ado, why don't we get into what's playing? So now it's actually only been a week since we've recorded last, even though you're probably going to hear this about 2 weeks after you've heard the last podcast. That being the case, Lily and I, again, really busy. We're actually moving in a week. We haven't played with anything, but we do have something new in our lives that we haven't talked about yet. It's actually from a few weeks ago, and I'm surprised we forgot to mention it on the podcast because it was a cool like Twitter thread that we put on. But I had started and completed a project, at least version one, of a project I call Project Pegging Board. So what this was is we have a cabinet in our bedroom that we've been using for sex toys. We've been using it for a long time now.
About three or
4 years, something like that. And it just has regular shelves, and it was an IKEA thing. It was pretty tall. The problem that we ran into is all these sex toys would have a hard time staying on the shelves. They ended up just kind of getting like heaped on each shelf, and then you try to get like a toy from the back, and it would like knock them all onto the floor, and then you get covered in cat hair.
Or the whole thing with the lube, like
leaking, everywhere. And then you know you have different things in there. I was just like, oh my god, so over this problem. So it was one day that I was just like finally fed up with it. I'm like, god damn it, and I've run over to Home Depot because I've had this idea for a few years now. And I just grabbed a pegboard, which, if you're not familiar, is like just board with like holes in it. And what you do is you get like little hangers and hooks. You see these a lot in like stores and stuff, right? Like they can switch out merchandise by quickly putting a new thing on the shelf and that sort of thing. Anyway, so I installed it in the back of this cupboard. The entire top half of it is a pegboard, and then I have two shelves or one shelf beneath it that has a smaller bit of pegboard, and I bought a bunch of hangers and stuff that's meant for like holding a drill, different things. I just bought like a bunch of it. It's not even all that expensive, and we organized it, and we have our whips hanging up in there, dicks, the things that were meant for holding screwdrivers were like really perfect to squeeze butt plugs in between, and
we have them
with the tail hanging down. And you know, the point of this project wasn't simply just organization or a place to put our toys, so that's a great part of it. Now we can open it up and toys aren't falling out all over the place. But having them out and visible and no toys in front of one another...
It's a sense of pride.
Well, it's a sense of pride, but also, like, it's easier to, like, oh, this is what I want to play with. This is what I want to do. You can grab it and put it back.
And the best part is, I can tell them to go grab something, and it's so easy to grab now.
Yeah, that used to be a big problem. Like, Lily's ready, raring to go. Hey, go grab this. And then, oh, it turns into a, you know, 2-hour search fest. That's not been a problem lately, so highly recommend. It wasn't that hard to install. It's something that I think I'm definitely going to do more of. We actually learned that we have slightly too many toys for the one cabinet, so we're going to have to get a second cabinet. And then that's not going to be entirely full of sex toys, so we'll have to get more sex toys is how that works.
Shaka!
So speaking of new sex toys, Kit, what have you been playing with lately?
Oh, I have some new toys. This is going to be really fun to tell you about. So, first up, I have not one, but four new toys from Strange Bedfellows. They really sent me a bunch, and this is awesome because Strange Bedfellows makes what I think are maybe like the prettiest sparkles in the toys. Like, I saw these in pictures ahead of time and I was like, oh, pastels, those are really cute. And then they came and I was like, oh, I didn't even see the detail that is in the marbling and the sparkles when you get it in the light. They're beautiful. So what I've got, and I'm probably going to butcher the names of these, but the I think it's called the Batu or the Batau. It was actually nominated this year for the Alt Porn Awards, and I can see why, because it is really awesome shape. It's got veins. It's just got like this these nice little nubs at the tip, and it is so beautiful. Like, I can't even describe to you. Like, there's like these clear swirls in there and sparkles and stuff. So much better than I can capture in pictures. All of these four came with minis that match too. So I have like the minis in matching colors and I'm so excited. So the second toy that was in there is actually a monster fist. It's called the Zeke, and it was rolled out last October as part of like a conglomeration of Halloween toys that a bunch of indie makers did. And it's not a specifically Halloween toy, I think. I mean, can you really go wrong any time of year with a monster fist? But it's so cool. Like, it has got a ton of texture, and I got it in soft, and I feel like even though it looks like it has a lot of texture in soft, you really... You know, it's not as harsh or whatever as it looks. Like, I could probably even step it up to medium and feel good with it. So, like, don't be afraid of the texture because it's really good and also very pretty. And then two other toys are both Vibe Sleeves. They are built to fit the Wee Vibe Tango, which is my favorite Vibe and almost the only Vibe I really use anymore. I use a lot of dildos. One Vibe because it's so awesome. This is a sleeve that fits over the Vibe and makes it vibrating. And when I first saw these just from pictures, I thought, well, the Tango's tiny. It's like what? Like the size of a lipstick or something. It's teeny. And I thought these are going to be teeny, but they are actually like big enough. They're sort of like a small insertable in their own right. And they are amazing. They actually, when you So they have the little hole where you insert the bullet Vibe. And that hole has super suction for like nipples, clit suction. I really like these a lot. Like, they might even be my favorite thing of all of the toys in that package. So one of them's a tentacle, which is really cool. And then I have one that is like two monster claw fingers, and it's got the claws at the end. So you've got like those little pointy shapes when it's vibrating. You've got rounder shapes. You've got a lot of like texture, and they're insertable. They are amazing. And of course, minis that match. Like, I'm super thrilled. I am super thrilled. Strange Bedfellows makes really quality toys. So that's the first thing. And then, and I can't, like, not bring this up, too, because this just came in and it's created a huge stir on Twitter, as it deserves to. So, Exotic Erotics sent me a double-ended silver equine, which is pretty cool in and of itself, but the coolest part is it has been hand-painted. So, apparently, what they do is paint like these beautiful flowers and whatever else. I mean, I've seen all kinds of designs come out of them, but minor flowers, cherry blossoms, they paint them on the inside of the mold somehow. And when it comes out, like, it is really incredible. It is unlike anything else I own. And it really cracks me up because after I posted pictures of these, I had two people come on and say, it's the Arizona Tea double horse stick. And I don't know if...
Yeah, you know, like the green tea, they're about like this tall, and it has... It's the tea.
Oh!
Yeah, the iced tea, the
I thought
stuff.
You were talking about some team, the Arizona Teas or something like that. It's so much about sports tea. I fucking know.
Yeah, you mean sports right? ball? It's sports hilarious, ball, but it really looks like that. The cherry blossoms look like that, which is funny because it was done from a different reference picture. But I love that, the Arizona tea, because you know what that reminds me of? It's like with fine Stradivarius violins. They all have, you know, these names. You know, I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. Oh, I just almost thought of it. The Lady Tennant. So it's like the Lady Tennant. And this is the Arizona Tea. It just cracks me up a little. Maybe that's
well,
me.
Well, they're also the ones that were responsible, I believe, for making the cheeseburger horse stick, which I thought was amazing.
Oh, yeah, I remember
so
that.
So they're definitely very talented. I hope we can get them on the show at some point and talk to them. But, you know, the horse stick with flowers on, all I can think of is at the end of a horse race, doesn't the winning horse get, like, a wreath of flowers?
Yeah, they do. They really do. Yeah, they get
so
a wreath of flowers.
You have the winner kit.
But yeah, that's cool. I like that. I like that too. Like, all I said to them is I would just, you know, a nice spring theme. And I thought I was going to get like a nice pastel marble or something. And when I saw it, like, they didn't send me pictures ahead. And I was in the post office parking lot. And of course, you know, I get a package. I'm so excited. I've got to open it up there and peek in. I can't wait till I get home. So I open it up and I squealed and people turned their heads. And I'm like, la, 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 nothing to see here. You know, go about your business. But I was like, oh my God, because
moment, Kit was packing a horse stick.
Yeah. Well, and... The only one, like, I had seen some of their work before. I don't know if you guys remember the one from Halloween that has the graveyard scene and the ghost painted on it.
No, I didn't see that.
Was that awesome? We will put a link to that in the show notes because that just amazed me. That just amazed me. So, like, you have to check out these hand-painted things. So that's what I got that I'm really super excited about. My Arizona tea and my great menagerie of stuff from Strange Bedfellows. It's really awesome.
Okay, how much would you be bouncing off the wall if you drank an Arizona tea?
A lot. I'm like this without caffeine. Why do you want to give me caffeine? Why?
Well, I'm imagining that and it's making me laugh.
It's scary. I don't recommend it.
Thought I'd let you guys know a couple things that are going on in the Trisexuals world. Thunder in the Mountains is coming up July 25th and 28th in Denver. And whoop, also in whoop, Denver whoop, whoop. Is going to be Denver, which is August 2nd through August 4th. Lily and I are going to be there. I don't know if you're going to come along for either of those, but you can come and meet us. And
I'm hoping
we'll have t-shirts or something. So you're able to come?
I'm not sure yet. I'm hoping so, but I'm not going to 100% commit and... yet until I know for sure, but I've got my hooves crossed over here. I would love to go. So
hoof toes crossed. Yeah. So if you guys are playing, anyone listening to this planning to attend those, come find us. I know last year at Denver, we did a Trisexuals meetup. Mm-hmm. We had a really good turnout. We ended up doing a sex toy giveaway. We'll probably do something similar again this year.
I think this time, you know, we'll do that, but I think we need to do like a Trisexuals, like, let's go have dinner together or something.
Yeah,
you
like
know,
maybe a Trisexuals outing. So, you know, keep those in mind and keep in contact with us. And speaking of giveaways, right now there's a couple things in the works. I don't want to give it away too much, but there's a certain paddle maker that we mentioned last show, and they make a very specific kind of paddle, which I've decided to purchase and be doing as a giveaway.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait till it gets here.
Yeah, so probably next episode we'll start getting ready for that giveaway. So look forward to that. So one thing that's been on my mind a little bit lately is kind of...
We're in the gutter.
Well, yeah, my mind's always in the gutter, but... in this particular case, I've been thinking a lot, and it actually came from something that I think Liz from the Monthly Fixation Rocket Girl Reviews had said in our chat. And she was talking about watching Lust Cinemas, which is Erica Lust, kind of like feminized, more modern porn stuff, right? Something that Lily and I have talked about on the show before. We've talked about Erica Lust on the show before. And the porn is really excellent. But she brought up a very good point. And it's something that when Lily and I watch Erica Lust, which is pretty much our go-to porn right now for the most part, because we actually have... a little monthly thing that we do with them, you know, kind of like Netflix, but for porn, because she'll have not just stuff that she's made, but other like really good porn makers. But one of the things I've noticed, and I've also watched some other modern porn stuff, like I can't remember what some of the names of it are, but this isn't just Erica Lust. I should make that clear. It seems like that a lot of this more modern kind of direction that porn has been going has been stepping away from, and probably most people would say like it's a positive thing, stepping away from the really like overt and cheesecakey, I think it's called.
Now I've like, heard you say this phrase, cheesecakey. What the hell does that mean? You
never heard that term?
No, I've never heard this mean.
I'm probably using this entirely
and
wrong.
And it's driving me crazy.
But cheesecake is just like right in your face, like hardcore, like porn, like, you know, that's typical. Like you have, you know,
Kit, have you heard of this phrase before? Cheesecaking?
I have not.
Oh boy, now you got to look it up.
Because I'm like, I've never heard of that, and I've thought it was maybe just me, but
I'm probably making this up.
Let's see.
All right, Urban Dictionary and cheesecake says I've fapped to some cheesecake instead of watching porn. It seems like that may be a sexplorer because, you know, if it's one thing we've learned, tiramisu and cheesecake is the number one favorite dessert of people.
Desserts.
A porn cheesecake. Oh, this is actually a video. Maybe I'm making this up. Well, you know what? I stand by my term. So it's because you don't want to use the term hardcore because hardcore can mean something else. But cheesecake is, to me, I'm going to use it, damn it. And people are going to join me in my crusade for cheesecake and porn.
Cheesecake porn.
No, well, you'll get all sorts of stuff with that. You get all sorts of stuff with that. And not all of it is going to entirely turn me off. But anyway,
let that listen for just a minute.
Trying to figure that one out. But do you get what I'm saying when I say cheesecake or not at all? Are you guys just totally not understanding?
Now that you've explained it, I understand. However,
cheesecake is like when you get the camera like right in there, and like for a solid like minute or two, it's just like a dick going into a hole, right? Like that's what's happening. Now, oh, Jesus, we've lost Lily.
Every time you say the word cheesecake porn, all I can think of is someone sticking their dick in cheesecake.
Cheesecake and porn. Oh my God, fine. Then the really, what else would you call it? You come up with another term that's not cheesecake.
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
All right, well, so anyway, the point is that, now, interesting story here. Lily had never really watched much porn, at least not for porn reasons, before I met you, right?
Right.
Like, you watched it as like a funny thing.
Well, not funny thing, but it was a big drinking game in the sorority that I pledged to.
Right. It's not like you all were sitting around slicking your beans to it.
No, we were watching like Debbie Does Dallas and drinking during like the different sections.
Right. So when you first got into porn, you, to my mind, got drawn to the stuff that was even a little bit too, you know, cheesecakey, for lack of a better. Oh my God, I can't even. But well, the stuff that was like really like, you know, you just wanted like the DP, you wanted the close-ups on DP, and you wanted it on loop.
I did, but there was times where I also wanted it to have a story. Like, sometimes it just...
Well, sure, but ideally it would have both, right? So that gets to the original point of what I'm saying. I think that modern porn is really great, and there's a lot of things in, like, Erica Lust and some of the other modern porn stuff that is really erotic just by, like, the concept of it, right? And you get into the story, you get involved in the characters. But then, I didn't notice it until Liz really pointed it out, but you don't see a lot of the genitals. You know, they don't focus on that a lot. And, you know, I kind of like genitals. I kind of like seeing genitals. And you I can get like off it? To just seeing genitals sometimes. And I think it would be okay to have your cheesecake and eat it too.
Oh my God.
Okay, do you have any opinion on this?
Oh, I don't know. My porn needs are pretty simple. I like Yiff, and I like to actually I like to find things and put them on a loop, actually, like Lily said. Like I enjoy watching cocks come, and that's really what gets me. So I'm pretty specific and know what I like, and I go find that. And so my actual watching porn repertoire is pretty small, because really for one reason, I'm pretty sensitive to things that feel like they're acted, or when I feel like, you know, the girl's really not into it. She's trying to put on a show, and right. I don't know.
That's probably part of the reason why Lily would want to loop the parts where it was just like in those cases, when it's that kind of porn, you almost want to avoid
them speaking.
Them speaking entirely. Yeah.
Or I can make up a story in my mind if I want that. I just like to find that, you know, something that seems compelling and has some feel of realness to me. So I don't know. I'm not a real connoisseur.
You should try
yet.
The Confessions for Erica Lust.
Yeah,
that
you
one,
really should.
That Confessions
for
Erica
looked
Lust.
At it a bit. And
because they're real people, and they're shorts.
They're oftentimes
not like
real couples too.
Yeah, they're real couples and stuff, and it's like shorts and fantasies. Like this one that we watched was like this guy that was in a library, and it was all about the foot obsession, remember?
Wasn't this a different one? I thought the one in the library was the girl that came up behind him. Oh no, I'm getting confused.
No, you're thinking
again.
It was the redhead with the feet.
Just
he was
continue
staring
the
at her.
Story.
But yeah, anyway, it was so erotic, and it turned out to be it was just his daydream. But there were things like that, and like, there's just so many good.
There's one where it's just like a guy like sucking a dick lollipop.
Oh my
God. Not my favorite.
No,
but
there's been some other ones like where you actually, you know, like the food porn one. That one was actually really interesting. Made me hungry, but it was good. You know, there was gangbangs and things like that, which I love, but you're right. I kind of miss the, I want my cake and eat it too.
So I feel like if we did this last time we watched Erica Lust, we put like looping Yiff pictures on one computer, and then we had
Erica Lust
on one. So you could like get drawn into the story in Erica Lust, and then you could like look over and see like sexy hardcore kind of stuff. You know, my overall point of this was just like I'd like to see a little bit more of that mixed in is all that I'm saying. I'd like my story, and I'd like to see my dick penetrating something or whatever the case may be, because you know Kit says that she's into watching a dick come, right?
Yeah.
How much have you seen that in
not really
Erica Lust? Like you don't
like
tend
for that
to see
stuff.
It.
I have to go to RedTube.
Yeah. RedTube is where.
Is that where
Lily
you go, Kit?
Well, actually, I haven't done RedTube. You know, I peek around through YouPorn and XHamster and you know, here and there. Actually, I have some things saved, and sometimes I tend to go back to ones I've, you know, seen before, too. So it's something, you know, I've been thinking about it. I probably ought to explore a little bit more. I have trouble finding things that like, I don't know, stimulate my sense of fantasy and fun. Like sometimes things that are too serious or too like, I don't know. I just haven't really found my porn niche. I mean, other than like, you know, I love Yiff. I love all the drawing stuff and the gifts and stuff. I love that. But yeah,
like you haven't really seen a lot of the more modern stuff, right? Like if you're looking on,
I've seen some
XTube
stuff
and Hamster.
Yeah,
you know, they're not indicative of what's going on.
No,
by
well,
the way,
that's
Hamster,
where I can find compilations, and that's the other thing I like to do. I'll be like, oh, here's a cum shot compilation. It's
well,
10
nice
minutes long,
about...
but it's just like just the goods. It's just the goods. It's none of the other stuff around it, because my imagination can fill in all kinds of things. So,
and that's one of the reasons I like RedTube, especially when I'm like looking for a nice fix. I'll go to RedTube and go through their categories. Like I am obsessed with their hentai tentacles. because there's like, I know exactly which one.
You're just obsessed with tentacles in general, yeah. But I can't let this one go. Kit likes to fill the gaps in her mind with cum shots, with cum. This is
much.
What I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It's true.
Sorry. Just...
It's true. So true. I can't deny it. It's been that way for as long as I can remember.
Another thing is hamster. Like, I've watched porn off of, it's X-Hamster or something, right? I have a hard time with that site, and it's purely the name, because when things are sexual,
I know,
and
what
you're talking
doing.
About hamsters, like, the only thing that comes to mind is, like, all I'm thinking is it's videos of guys and hamsters, which,
what,
by the way,
never do
that.
What, you're not a gerbil sexual? What?
No, well, I mean,
I thought it was
gerbil
a hamster
fursuit,
sexual.
Absolutely. Or hamster,
yeah.
Yeah,
where
actually.
They stick the hamsters up their butts.
Can't.
No, but yeah, that's why I can't go to that site, because that it just, I can't get that association out of my head.
And
I
now every time one of our
think
listeners
just a, like
a hamster.
Furry little hamster mascot, but I don't know, that may be ruined.
No,
for
that's
me
what
now.
It that's what it is. That is what it is. But like hamsters and gerbils, like that name, like in relation to sex, is just a little too close for me.
Yeah,
it's,
well,
it's a little too close for comfort.
I think you've ruined me now too. So
no,
you porn it is.
This is like the you know, a sexual version of the game.
Yeah. You have lost the game. To all of our listeners, you have lost the game.
That's not fair. We can't use our position of power.
Try saying that with a straight face.
Our position of power? Power?
Position of power?
Power? Oh my gosh. All right. Well, moving on from that, I don't know. I think we all like to see a little bit more cheesecake, you know.
Definitely need more cheesecake.
Or on our plates or whatever.
Or stick your dick in cheesecake. I would love to see that. Or your vulva.
Oh my
God. Or your breasts. I don't care.
Hold on. There's sugar, though.
You can make sugarless ones, I'm sure.
Okay, maybe. Please be careful with any food related playing that you're doing. I feel like, you know, this podcast is now Lily suggesting crazy fucking shit and me having to step in on don't.
But yeah, people do it. So what does that say? Either they're just listening to me or they're ignoring you.
You're hypnotizing people with your boobs.
That's not hard.
Through audio somehow. Don't even ask.
It's not hard.
Oh my God.
So something else I want to talk about that I saw on Twitter the other day was the Alt Porn Awards. Now, this is something I've seen throughout the years, and it seems like this year it really caught attention, at least for me, and all of the sex toy makers that we've really started talking about, like Uberime, Bad Dragon, a bunch of them.
Uberime?
Uberime?
How many different ways do we say that name?
I have
we need
no
to have
idea.
Them send us an audio clip. Yeah, you know, the audio clip is going to be our name is actually pronounced Uberiminama. Get it right?
Yeah, so we kind of need to know how to...
Uberime.
Uberime.
I think it's Uberime. I asked them
Oh, Uberime. Oh.
I think so, but I don't remember 100%, so I might be wrong.
You know, things like from Lust Arts, Geeky Sex Toys. There's so
the
many
Empire.
Things on there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that they're getting the attention they deserve, because a few years ago, Lily and I had gone to...
A&ME.
It was that A&ME, the Adult Novelties and...
Manufacturers Expo.
Manufacturers Expo. So we actually got to meet like a lot of people that make sex toys, right? And these were, you know, the classic contenders. You had your...
Doc Johnson,
California Exotics, but also some like... At that point, this was how many years ago? Like four years ago? And what you saw was there was just starting to be some of the smaller players that were pushing into there. I know Doxy was there, Orgasmatronics.
Love Honey was there.
Love Honey, but they're kind of a bigger name. Love Honey's, you know, maybe a medium name. But a lot of the people that we talked to there from the bigger industry were not taking... you know, these fantasy toys and these smaller makers very seriously. But now, check it out.
I know, it's freaking amazing. And the fact that there's so many different categories. Like, there's the best sex toy, the best sheath, the best butt toy. Even they have a category that's the best tech toy and best stroker toy. Which, this is actually going on until May 11th. So make sure you go in and vote.
And you can vote more than one time. So you can go and vote for all your favorite stuff. and you definitely should. Like, I actually, as I looked through the list, I was like, oh my, because I actually own two of the toys that have been nominated this year. So I mentioned already earlier the Strange Bedfellows Batu, or whatever it is called. I'm so sorry, I'm butchering the name. And Geeky Sex Toys has a laser sword LED light up that is, you know, I've got the green Jedi one. It's a sort of a Star Wars theme, and it's very cool. So there are some neat things on that list.
They really are, and there's so many things. Like, I was actually looking on here, like, the sheath, like the Ika sheath from Bad Dragon. We had given that to a friend of ours because the one we got was too big, but, you know, there's so many different sheaths out there. There's so many different amazing butt toys and tech toys. I'm just, like, so happy. I am so happy to see this list. And, you know, alt porn isn't just for sex toys. They have things there for cam girls, cam models, cam boys, you name it. Cam shows, even. So definitely get out there, vote for your best ones. And who knows, from this list, you're going to find something different that you never saw before.
So speaking of new and exciting toys, Lily, I understand that you have something you'd like to talk about.
Yes. So, like all things I found on Twitter the other day, I found this four-sided cock dildo. And that, what it basically is, it's a cross with dildos coming out from either end. So there's four of them. It's called a crucifix. And
oh my God.
It is the craziest thing I have seen. I mean, I want to know, like, do they all go, like, are they, you know, movable? Do you can put each one in a butt?
This is the craziest thing I've seen.
It's not the craziest thing, but it's different, right?
They look really movable. Like, I saw one picture where they were, like, you know, really, like, able to bend it around. So it's just basically, I guess, for four players. And I actually had, I had a follower respond in, like, he took the picture and he's like, I found a way to make it even more cool. And he made this Smash Brothers thing, like, for player 1, 2, 3, 4 and all around it. It's cute. we'll put a link to that. It tickled me.
So if you're in a place where you can't look at the picture of this or pull it up, let me just describe a mental image for you. Take a tire iron.
Oh my God, oh yes. My God.
And make it a dick on each end of it. There you go. That's the crucifix.
That's the crucifix.
And it's
that's
what crazy. I'm looking
at. And just, when you can bend it in certain ways, the one image I'm looking at, it kind of looks like an X chromosome.
Right? Or a fish. Or it looks like a fish.
And what you could also do is you could put a stick in the middle, and then you could have a little dickicopter.
Oh, God. Someone please make a GIF of this, because I need to see a crucifix copter.
Oh my goodness.
I want to see.
I know, right?
Isn't I want to see four players or two people doing DP. That's what I want to see. You can so keep the dick after. Well, actually, I want to see that too. But I'm like,
It's clearly bendable, so you know, I don't think it'd be too hard. But if you wanted to keep it mostly level and flat, like, I think the way that people think of using this toy is like, okay, you get
four butts together.
But here's the problem with that. Think about the legs. Think about the legs in that situation. That's not easy. When you're butt to butt, you can, like, intertwine your legs a little bit.
So it'd be like you having, like, your butt, like, here, and your legs will cross. So it's kind of like a Kama Sutra move.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's more difficult. Things like that, when you get multiple people involved in a sex move, believe me, I know, it gets it gets complicated.
I wonder if it would be too short. Yeah, like, it's going to be like Twister. That's really interesting.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that, you know, people are just like, oh, you get four butts together, you bang them together, you're good to go. No, this is, you're going to need at least a fifth person to help organize everything. But here's the way that you make it work, I think. You have to have the people that are across from one another in the same position.
Diagonal or cross?
Across. Okay. Diagonal. I guess if you're zooming by that bit of information, across from one another, you'd have to have them in the same position, right? So you imagine the two people on the left and the right or whatever, and they are butt to butt with their legs down on the ground. Then you have on butts on pillows, the other two that are perpendicular, perpendicular with their legs up in the air, right? They're on their back with their legs up in the air. That's the way that you do it. I think that's the winning combination.
We need to test this.
You have the over under on the legs is what I'm talking about.
That's what
about.
I was thinking about.
Yeah, no, but you were talking about like everyone like on their hands and knees, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess maybe. I was thinking that everybody was the same size.
When your legs are together, when you're on your hands and knees, it's going to be like a freaking Chex mix of legs in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to be parallel legs going by each other. I'm just thinking about the, you know...
The mechanics?
The mechanics of the situation. So I think you need to have people on opposite ends in the same orientation, backs, and then on fours on the other one.
You know, you bring up a good point, because I was literally just thinking of when I've had a double onto dildo and I've been playing with a female play partner, and her and I would... you know, be using the toy together, and it's like, it's such a pain in the ass. Trying to get it in to both of our holes at the same time.
Well,
and
imagine
then,
adding the two on there. It's yeah, not just twice as hard. It's actually like exponentially difficult as you do it. That's why I say you need a fifth person. This is how you do it. I'm planning this right now.
So we need an orgy to actually play with this toy.
But is it an orgy if you're all just playing with the same toy?
Yes, because five people make an orgy.
But yeah, but if one person's directing...
Yeah, but once they get the in, that one person can actually play with them.
This is pushing my limits of what an orgy is.
Sorry, five players meaning orgy.
The fifth guy has to, fifth person has to at the very least be holding the toy.
Yeah, and they could be getting their vulva or dick sucked.
The mechanics of that on top of it.
They could just reach over.
It's not that easy.
Or reach under.
Lily, yes. I see something on here about eggs. Are we going to be doing egg hiding in my butt?
Actually, I was thinking about that for pictures for this weekend. But aside from that, strange...
What, pictures to send out, like, Christmas cards for Easter? Send it to the whole family? Here's some...
I was actually thinking our sex explorers. We'd have a little happy Easter.
Everyone poses with their ovipositors for egg season here.
And not just ovipositors, you know, which actually segments into what I was talking about.
Wait, hold on. One thing.
Oh, fuck.
I got a great scene idea.
Oh, fuck me.
You get a this is a terrible idea. Don't ever do this. But what you do.
Wait. Usually it's me giving the crazy ideas.
So we're
going to
put little toys in each of the eggs. And then we're going to pop them in one after another in my bottom. And then you have people put quarters in my mouth. And then I pop them out like one of those little toy things. Why are you giving me that look?
Moving right along.
I thought it was funny.
It would work, but...
No, it wouldn't work. It'd be terrible.
You'd have to shit them out. All right. Anyway.
Egg toys.
Yes, egg toys. So, Strange Bedfellows actually... have on Twitter, they started this huge list of all the different toy makers that make egg-shaped toys. And there's so many different ones. I didn't even realize how many egg makers there were.
Huh.
It's egg-tastic.
You know, that does kind of bring up an interesting point, though. Like, what is the obsession with eggs? And here's one of the things that I think might have to do with it. I think an egg just... by nature's design, has lent itself to be something that's easy to get in and out of a tight space, right? I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, eggs are such a big deal, ovipositation and all that sort of thing, right? Like, I mean, it has to be, I mean, if eggs were square, I think less people would be trying to put them up in their bodies, obviously.
Yeah, they'd still need to be rounded edges because putting a square peg into a round hole.
This podcast is terrible. I should be sad. I should feel really bad. It sounds like you have something to say, Kit. Save us from ourselves.
Oh, it was a race further down the gutter because I'm like, which animal was it that has the square poop? I think it's a wombat. Wait, and I'm like, I wonder if wombat had an ovipositor, would it have to be square because they have square poop? So do they have a square pooper? That's what was going through my head. And I think it is. I'm trying to remember which animal. I could be wrong. Hang on. I probably better look that up.
That is
a cubicle poop, I think. You know, because if it's square, you know, it's flat, but it's got to be a cube.
It is a cube. It is a wombat. I was correct. Okay. So yes, wombats do poop squares.
That is the
freakiest
thing I've heard.
That's where my head went. So, no, that actually
was. Well, if
you
had square eggs, at least it wouldn't roll off the counter. I mean, there's benefits to having square eggs.
But all I can think of is popping out a square egg. Ow! That would hurt.
it's not the kind of edge play we've been talking about.
Boom, boom, ch.
You're just taking the wind out of all of my jokes.
Sorry.
You know, that is something that we haven't talked about and we don't even have in the show notes here, is we need to mention the monthly fixation.
Oh my god, this is the perfect time to mention that.
All right, so...
because we gotta go right into the
Easter. So there's been a few things that we've missed discussing on the show. I mean, what are some of the fixations we haven't talked about?
We haven't talked about edging. We haven't talked about red edge fixation.
Play. Or edging play, yeah. Well, we talked about red. I'm pretty sure we talked about red. But anyway, okay. The current fixation right now is actually exhibition. So this is like having sex outside, sex in public, putting on a show for other people, putting on a cam show.
Taking pictures outside.
And if you participate in my fun little thing, we talked about this last episode where it's like, send me a casting sex toy of your cock for my dildo gangbang. I finally came up with a hashtag for that. That counts for your badge. So, yeah, please, if you are an exhibitionist, yes, do cast yourself and send me your bits.
And how many people have sent in? I'm curious, like...
people like, are still pouring in casting kits. So we still, I think we have about 7 now. And there are still people who are like, yes, I want to. I'm going to wait for my like next paycheck or whatever. So they're still going to be rolling in. I've seen some progress pictures. I know one is in the mail today on its way, the first one. And I've seen some other people get theirs. So it's like it takes a little while for them to get the kit, use the kit, send the toy, but they are on their way and it's going to be super cool. I've actually made a blog post where I outline how to do it and what to do and all the good stuff for that. And it has been super fun. I've had so many people write in excited about it. So I'm going to post pictures like, so you can do it anonymously and just send me the toy and I will anonymously, you know, say, oh, I got a new toy. Or if you are like, I want to actually be an exhibitionist and, you know, here's a cock and toy selfie. I really want some of those. I hope people are really excited to do those. Or if you're like, I want to show progress pictures of how, you know, how the pouring went and how the casting went. Those are super cool. So all of that. And if you post your cock selfies or progress pics, you get a badge.
And speaking of badges, Sexplorers, start keeping count of what badges you have because... we have some things in the works that are going to be popping out of the woodworks soon.
Popping out like a square egg.
Out of a round hole.
Out of a round hole. But yes, we mentioned this to people in the chat. You know, definitely keep track of what badges you've earned. A little bit of the honor system here. We trust that you're not going to just claim them all. But keep track of that. And there is a way to earn kind of, I wouldn't call it a secret badge, but there's a special badge that can only be given by a trisexual. And so far, I think I've only given out about 5 of those. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way that you earn that one is you do something neat or make me laugh or something like that. And definitely keep track of those because they're going to be a much rarer badge to receive.
Exactly. And if you haven't had a chance, make sure you jump into our Telegram chat because that's actually a lot of times where Max will give them out.
That's the only ones I've given out so far. See? But I will promise to get off of Telegram and start giving them out to other places. But I'll tell you one thing, one hint as to what might help secure such a badge. There's a particular thing that I want to see.
Lemon Oreo in someone's vulva.
Well, I do want to see that. I'm surprised no one sent that to me.
Please, Sexplorer, send some lemon Oreo pictures with your vulva, penis, whatever.
Yeah, don't put it in the vulva.
No, please, just on the outside.
Yeah, just, you know, somewhere safe with the sugar and all that. But there is one thing that I'd really like to see besides that. I would like to start seeing pictures of people, with the Trisexuals podcast up on their phone. Pictures of them in interesting places. Like, oh, look at where I've been listening to the podcast. This is something I've seen other podcasts do. And I've been very jealous and envious that I haven't seen anyone do it for Trisexuals. But, you know, like, here I am, like, on the train or at the Eiffel Tower, or, you know, I've even done this for some of the podcasts that I listen to. I went to a rocket launch and I took a picture of me listening to a particular podcast and send it into them. So if you are in an interesting place or have something interesting going on, send us, you know, you could at mention us or put it in Telegram, whatever. I'd love to see those pictures.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I'm surprised we never thought about this until
now. We've heard all sorts of stories of people that like to listen while they're at work or while other things are going on. It's a funny thing, you know, to think of somebody listening to the sexual podcast. They kind of like this secret that they have. You know, everyone thinks they're just listening to music or something like that, and they're really hearing about us talking about square eggs and buttholes and lighting your dick on fire and other things like that. Putting your dick on cheesecake.
Which, Zero, now that I have that, I need another picture.
No. Oh, God. Yeah, speaking of pictures, freaking Lily over here, and me, have been going nuts getting artwork made.
Oh, my God. We've been so bad.
Like typical furries now.
I am now a trash... Was it a...
Furry trash. Furry trash. You're thinking trash panda. Yeah, because
now I'm like bit by the artwork bug. Like there's so many different things I want, and I've actually bid on 3 right now, which I need to check, but when we're done recording.
And so here we are buying art, and then Kit's over here getting awesome art.
Yes, and I want to give a shout out. So if you are familiar with Damn Average, they make beautifully marbled toys. Lovely. I have an alien from them that is just fabulous. Well, they also are a great artist. Like, just beautiful, beautiful stuff. And they made me this beautiful picture of a gazelle, and I've got the Split Peaches Riveter. I've got the Labiova Majora little mini penetrable for your toes thing, you know, there. Like, I've got sex toys there, and it's really adorable, and I so appreciate that from them. That was such a wonderful thing for them to do, and so I want to give a shout out to them. And also, I just changed all my avatar and stuff for my Twitter and my blog and everything, because I had some art drawn by Arsmouse, and it is fabulous. Like, it is the most me I've ever like seen something, you know, just this cute little gazelle with this really happy face. And so that is just, it was so fabulous. So I want to give a shout out to those two for the beautiful artwork and how much I love and appreciate it.
I'm pretending not to be envious of that.
Yeah.
Twitter has been on fire with some really fun stuff. One of the things I started doing, I took a picture of my new collection. It's updated, and I started adding in, you know, all my pieces one by one so people can see them and ask questions or whatever. And someone, you know, brought up, oh, what's that glow in the dark screw? You know, how is that? And that's actually a really great anal toy. And I was like, yeah. And I, you know, I love this for gadget role play. And it turned into this conversation where there are two makers here that are working on creating a silicone wrench that will match the screw. And I had to take measurements for it and everything. I've got progress pictures of it. with After Dark Rat and AD Husker. And it is super cool. And you definitely need to take a picture because it is awesomely fun, and I'm really excited about that. So that was a lot of fun. And if you have questions, for sure ask me about them. I'm going to try and go through all the pieces in my collection, but it'll take a little while because I think I have like 130 something now. So if you see something you like and you want to know about, just ping me, or you can DM me too. The other fun thing that I did on Twitter, I saw something come up for a little thing called Slutbot. And it said, you know, we're going to teach you how to sext. So you can sext with a robot here. And, you know, here's the number. Text in. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try this. Let's see what kind of robot smut we've got here. And that was actually really, really fun and interesting. I posted some screenshots, and it was funny. Finally, at the end, the slut bot said, you know, can I send you a picture? And I'm like, oh, boy, is there going to be, like, a robot? You know, what kind of robot cock are we going to see here? And it was actually really cute.
I'm sure it was
funny.
A human.
Yeah, no, it was a drawing. It was a robot, but no cock, just a little robot in a really funny pose, and it cracked me up. So
was this the one with the juice box, right?
Yes, this is the one with juice box. So that was a lot of fun. And also, the other thing too, Kinkcraft has released all of their tutorials for all of the, like, the mini floggers and the handcuffs for free on their videos. You should go check that out. I've made several things. In fact, I made Max and Lily, actually, I made you guys glow-in-the-dark flogger and stuff. It was from those tutorials. I mean, these are great tutorials, and they're free now. So you definitely want to go check that out. You do not want to miss it. So.
And the flogger you made us is, we're looking at it right now. It's hanging up in our pegging project pegging board.
Yay, that makes me so happy. So anyway, the other thing, and I actually wanted to bring this up because I thought, oh, this is fun. I want to hear what Max and Lily have to say about this. I woke up, it was actually this morning, and I was like, you know, I've been thinking I need a dildo harness. And I've been looking through all of these harnesses and thinking, what would I like? What would I like? And I was like, what if someone made a fantasy-themed strap-on harness? So what if there were something with, you know, it's got like floofy fur and a tail built into it? Or what if one is built with like dragon scales on the panel and then like dragon scale straps or like robot one? And I actually, there's one of my followers who it has made a Transformers sort of thing that's able to hold a mechanical dick. So I saw like someone who's just on their own made that, but I'm like, what if a shop started selling fantasy themed strap-ons? Like, we need this. And I was just like, oh, I got to tell you guys about it. And I hadn't even had time to talk to you about it, but
I had actually come across, I'm not on Twitter very much lately, but I did come across a robotic one, and that was apparently someone's cosplay, which is really awesome. I like seeing that.
That's the
and
one I mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, it's I'd love to see, you know, some furry themed ones, obviously, because that's how I roll.
Well, I love that idea, and that reminds me, it's like oh God, who makes the underwear that we like?
Oh, the underwear, like, yeah.
The fuzzy.
Those are different makers that make different versions of that, I think.
Oh no,
you're talking about Fetish Zone makes the fur shorts, which has like a sheath in it.
Right, so it's something I could see them doing something like that, where they just create a harness for, you know, the female bodied individuals and be able to have it be furry and sexy and cute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, instead of just like plain and you know, it's not that the black ones aren't nice, but they all are very similar, but to have ones that like fit into your theme of whatever you're playing, if you're like, you know, you've got a dragony one or just like any kind of like monstery ones, like you could go any direction with this. You could go scaly with mermaid things or anything, and wouldn't that be super fun? Oh, I hope someone makes them. I really do.
I think they will.
Oh, yeah. Well, it looked like you had people responding to you that are going to make it for you. So.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I put that idea out on Twitter, and a lot of people were like, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. And I'm like, I hope lots of makers see that, and they're like, yes, I can make this, and I want to open up a shop to do it or something, because that would be so much fun, I think.
Well, guys, believe it or not, this podcast went really fast, and we are running low on time, and we're still a bunch of stuff to talk about because we have that new segment that we started last podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that, the Race to the Gutter segment, where we defined Surprise Slave. So I think we're going to make a small little tweak to it for the future, and the way that we're going to do it is right now we're going to go over some of the results that we had from you, the listeners, that came up with your definition of what this word is. And we like that so much. I think what we're going to do is after we read through that, we're going to give you the word that we're going to go over next podcast, and you can start making your suggestions. We'll put it in the show notes, another survey that you can fill out. Tell us what you think the phrase is, and then the three of us will guess before we look in. We won't peek or anything like that. And then
we promise.
We'll guess ours, and we'll go through some of our favorites from the survey. Mm-hmm. So we're going to actually skip guessing a word this time. But first, we're going to go over what we got last time. And remember, this was Surprise Slave. And here are some of the ones that we got. So what one of the Sexplorers thinks is having your name drawn at a party and being presented with a collar and a blindfold.
Can we do that for our next party?
Well, I like that idea.
I like that
Yeah.
So another definition for Surprise Slave is, you think that you're dumb, but surprise, you're swiftly bound in gags. Scene discussed beforehand, of course. Struggling is optional. Ooh. I think that kind of goes along with some of what we were saying. Mm-hmm. So this next one is just a one-word answer, and I've never heard this before. Bamf, which apparently is slang or a short term for like a really hard butt sexin.
I thought Bamf is badass motherfucker.
Well, this has got two
is
F's
it
in
not?
It.
I don't know.
Was described to me this morning in chat because somebody said Bamf.
And you had to ask what it was because I don't
look
remember.
It up. Oh, yeah. So I asked, what is Bamf? And I was told it is a really rough ass fucking.
Oh, okay.
All right. But ass fucking. Bamf.
Well, I don't think it's an acronym. I think it's like the noise. Like it's like bamf.
Bamf. Right.
Bamf.
an unsuspecting yet consenting person who came over for a mundane night with friends, but soon finds out they are the main attraction of an orgy. Now, assuming this
Can
is
I
consensual.
Have this?
Yeah,
please?
I would like this.
I want this. Please.
That's a good one.
When two mutual friends become close enough that they share their secret kinks, which leads them to developing into that kind of relationship. Who would have thought they'd come to this? They sure didn't. Surprise Slave.
I actually think that's really sweet.
Aww. So there you go. So there are some of the things. Hopefully next time we'll have a lot more to pick from. We probably won't be able to read through all of them. But I'm sure you're all waiting with bated breath, vulvas, and penises, and butts. Did I miss butts? I miss butts.
You miss butts and you miss boobs.
Boobies. Bated boobs. I don't even know what that means. What does bated breath mean? Oh, like you're baited and you're trying to
sneak
the animal. Yeah, but what does it actually mean? Like, you're trying... I don't know. Anyway.
I loved hearing everyone's takes on that. Like, that is way more fun than even, trying to come up with it myself. I'm like, oh, I would just... Yeah, I love hearing your ideas. That's awesome.
So, the random phrase that got generated for us to discuss next podcast and for you Sexplorers to come up with your definitions and send to us is the languid stranger.
Languid stranger.
The languid stranger. Lots of possible ways this could go. I mean, immediately when this came up, I was like, oh, this is gold. This is great. So many great ways
to go
wait. Here.
I want to hear them all.
Well, Sexplorers, from our dirty minds to your dirty minds, goodbye.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
You've been listening to the Trisexuals Podcast. Remember to rate us on iTunes, tell your friends about the podcast, join us on Twitter, Instagram, Telegram, and Reddit, and do not forget to give us your definitions for Race to the Gutter. Links and other information can be found in the show notes. I'm Max Command, the dingly berry cheesecake.
I'm Lily Chameleon. I want to be the square peg in your round hole.
And I'm Kit, the Arizona teabagging connoisseur.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Love you.
Have a good day.